With the first presidential debate less than a week away, two Republican senators have released a report about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who President Trump is expected to attack for his role on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma. You remember Hunter Biden held that high-paying position at a time when then-Vice President Joe Biden was tasked with fighting corruption in Ukraine. But the report from Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson concludes the extent to which Hunter Biden's role on Burisma's board affected U.S. policy toward Ukraine is not clear. For more, let's bring in Karen Demirjian, national security reporter for The Washington Post. And Karen, Democrats say this investigation was nothing more than payback for the impeachment inquiry into whether President Trump had a quid pro quo with Ukraine, military aid in exchange for dirt on the Bidens. How would you characterize the report's conclusions?
Well, look, the Republicans' conclusion is kind of pulling up a whole lot of things that we've already heard publicly. There's very little in this report that is a new charge about the specter of Hunter Biden having this role while his dad was the VP looking bad. But it doesn't really connect the dots back to anything that can be classified as proven wrongdoing by Joe Biden. And so it kind of hasn't ended with all of that much, given how much time that they have spent investigating this. But now all of this is on paper, and so this will be fodder and fuel for people who wanted to criticize the former vice president and kind of shake this chain again as we're heading into the heat of the election season and a debate next week. So I'm sure you will see certain people raise it, although there's very little that we haven't already discussed here that's in these pages.
Well, yeah, just someone saying a report on Hunter Biden reminds people of the issue. But to be clear, is there anything in the report's finding that concludes, as many of President Trump's supporters did, that Hunter Biden was being paid a lot of money to keep Joe Biden from fighting corruption in Ukraine?
There's nothing here that shows that Hunter Biden's role affected the way that Joe Biden fought corruption in Ukraine. There is open questions about whether it was appropriate for Hunter Biden to have that role. The report certainly quotes a number of officials who were close to Biden who raised concerns about this and concerns that Russian actors would exploit this to try to undermine the message that the United States was trying to get across in Ukraine, the anti-corruption message. But that's as far as it goes. It doesn't actually pin any wrongdoing or pin any changes in policy on the Obama administration or on Biden himself as a result of the fact that his son had this job.
There have been charges that Russian agents were feeding documents to Grassley and Johnson, the Republican senators. They've denied this. Do we know any more?
Well, I mean, this has been one of the most controversial points of the campaign, right? Because you do have Kremlin-connected actors, including one who was sanctioned earlier this month by the Treasury Department as an active Russian agent, who have been peddling similar lines of argument publicly and saying that they have been pushing documents and other materials to Johnson and Grassley. Now, Johnson and Grassley have vehemently denied this over and over and over again. The only Ukrainian national that they say they've had any contacts with is Andriy Telyashenko, who is this former diplomat who once was a consultant for a lobbying firm that lobbied on behalf of the company that Hunter Biden was on the board of, which it becomes a big contorted mess in that part. Mm. And of course, you know, Johnson and Grassley's argument has been, look, we have vetted everything that we, you know, saw, and we didn't get anything directly from the guy who was sanctioned, and we would support the sanctions against him. So this has been an uglier side of the fight. As Democrats try to put this in the greater context of the stakes of what this means geopolitically and in terms of, you know, potential foreign election interference. And Republicans have stuck very hard to the line of, we didn't talk to those individual people, so how can you accuse us of this?
Yeah. Meanwhile, there are reports from the CIA and the FBI that Vladimir Putin plans to release information denigrating Biden. We know there are unverified transcripts of Biden and former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko circulating. Do we have any sense what they say, how credible they are, what this information denigrating Biden might be?
Right. Those tapes have been circulating for a while and have been peddled by the two Ukrainian individuals I mentioned, Derkach, who's the one who's been sanctioned, the one who Democrats is accused is kind of, you know, behind this full Russian disinformation effort, and Telyashenko, the former diplomat who the Republicans acknowledge they've had contact with. They've both been peddling these unverified, seemingly heavily edited transcripts of these recorded conversations between Biden and Poroshenko. And look, the recent revelations that Putin is pushing this, really nothing that's Kremlin orchestrated happens without Putin's blessing. And so it's a natural extension that this would be a Putin orchestrated sort of campaign. So that illustrates the level to which this has risen and the seriousness of that. And it illustrates also how, you know, the Ukraine narrative and the collusion allegations that have been floating out there, frankly, since late in the 2016 election are rearing their head again now in this new form. And of course, the focus of this investigation is Hunter Biden, but it's kind of this continuum of the same, seemingly the same actors, seemingly the same Kremlin hand behind things, advancing this counter narrative to the arguments that Democrats have been making both about Russian interference and about Trump's own culpability in putting out this line that, no, the bigger concern is Ukraine and the Bidens and everything that's affiliated with that.
That's Karen Demirjian, national security reporter for The Washington Post. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.